Illegal alien released under Joe Biden pleads not guilty to murdering Georgia grandmother. By Amy Furr on May 6, 2025. The illegal alien accused of brutally killing a grandmother in Cobb County, Georgia, has pleaded not guilty in the case. The suspect, who is originally from Honduras and was previously released due to former President Joe Biden's disastrous border policies, is 21-year-old David Hector Sagastume Rivas. He entered his plea of not guilty on Monday, according to Fox 5. Police zoned in on Sagastume Rivas in early March after the body of Camelia Williams, 52, was discovered in the bushes of a yard on Pat Mall Road. The suspect was later charged with her killing. According to an arrest warrant obtained by Fox 5, Rivas physically assaulted Williams, placing her in a chokehold and causing her to lose consciousness. Once she was unconscious, the man allegedly told police he put both knees and his full body weight on her neck, leading to her death, the outlet said. Sagastume Rivas was charged with malice murder, aggravated assault, rape, aggravated sexual battery, and necrophilia in the case. Department of Homeland Security, DHS, said the suspect illegally entered the United States in March of 2021, and U.S. Border Patrol officers arrested him. After officials gave him a notice to appear, he was paroled into the country and a judge ordered he be removed in July of 2023. ICE said that it has lodged an immigration detainer with the Cobb County Jail, the Fox article said. According to Breitbart News, he had reportedly been living with two other illegal aliens whom officers also arrested. Williams was a mother of five children and a grandmother. Her niece told News Nation, "I feel like this could have been avoided had this man been deported when he was caught the first time. Now, he killed my aunt. There's no telling what else this man has done." After Williams' death, President Donald Trump's Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller called Biden's open border policies pure evil. Under Biden, Border Chief Alejandro Mayorkas welcomed more than 12 million legal, quasi-legal, and illegal migrants amid strong support from House and Senate Democrats and many progressives, according to Breitbart News, which noted that Biden's border policies led to numerous migrant deaths on their journey to the U.S. border and at job sites. Mayorkas's migrants are also killing a growing number of Americans, the report said.